Back to some more questions. One for you, Bobby. Liz sent this in on our forum, nakedscientist.com/forum.
What is the birthday paradox? Is it actually true?
So what is this? I'd not heard of the birthday paradox. What does she mean?
Yeah, so you might think that the most recognised song in the world might be perhaps a Stormzy rap or a Taylor Swift song or Ed Sheeran, who seems to be everywhere all the time. But actually, according to the Guinness Book of Records, it's Happy Birthday, which is the most recognised song in the English language. So it's only appropriate that the birthday paradox is something which is important in maths. But so the question is, what's the minimum number of people required, let's say in a room, for the chance of two people sharing the same birthday being more than 50-50? And obviously it means the same day and month, not the year.
Should we ask the crew? Giles, what do you think?
50-50.
Yeah, so the chance of two people in a room having the same birthday being more than 50-50. How many people do you need in a room to guarantee there will be more than 50-50 chance?
Oh my goodness. About 180 people?
Chris?
250.
See, I reckon it's quite low, maybe 30.
Rachel's pretty close.
who was the maths? Charles did say he didn't like maths.
Intuitively, we seem to think it's quite a high number, but actually it's 23 people. With 23 people, mathematically, the chances of two people in that room sharing the same birthday is slightly more than 50%.
Now, are you going to show you're working?
Yeah.
Is all good students?
We'll try to. So this is one of those things where, with a whiteboard and paper, this is quite easy to demonstrate, but we'll try. And a good analogy is...
I'm going to write this down as you go.
Let me just give you an analogy first before we start. So one way to think of it is, imagine you had a 365-sided dice. I know die is singular, but we'll say dice, it sounds nicer. And after 23 throws, you're more than likely than not to get two of the same numbers of the dice land.
Okay. Where does the 23 number come from?
The 23?
Yeah.
Oh, so we're about to get there now.
Okay. Oh, okay, right.
Okay. Okay, step one. So the probability of two people sharing the same birthday in a group is 1 minus the probability of no one sharing the same birthday. So we've got that, yeah?
Right.
So it's 1 minus the probability of no one sharing it.
Okay.
So let's work out the probability of no one sharing the same birthday. So in a group of two people, firstly, it's 365 out of 365. That's essentially the first person can be born in any day. Then you multiply that by 364 out of 365. And I'll explain the second fraction. So that second person can be born any day apart from the first day that the person is born.
That you're born in, yeah.
Yeah, so that's the 364 choices. So that's for two people. So if we expand it to three people now, we've got one less option. So that original multiplication, we multiply that, okay, bear with me, 363 over 365.
Yep.
So if you keep on doing that, adding 362 over 365, all the way to 23 people, at this stage, you get this multiplication to be 0.493. And if you cast your mind back a minute.
You wanted 50-50.
Yeah, so it's one minus that.
Yep.
So once you get to 23 people, the chance of...
51%.
Yeah.
Rachel's going to dispute your maths now.
No, I'm not. I'm just going to point out, I'm not nearly that clever, but I am basically an engineer by training. So my pragmatic version of answering the question is that I know that in a typical school class, you quite often get two kids sharing the same birthday. So therefore, 30 was a good guess from that point of view.
So that's the benefit of wisdom.
Absolutely.
See?
That's
wisdom.
Yeah, so absolutely. No maths, really, just like common sense.
And just on the birthday paradox, if anyone's a football fan here?
Giles, you look like a footballer. You're not a football fan?
American football fan.
American football fan. Okay, Chris, you're a footballer?
Unfortunately not, no.
Okay. Can you indulge me on my football-related birthday paradox?
Go on then.
Okay,
on then.
So we've got the World Cup coming up, and this is actually a great test ground for the birthday paradox, because coincidentally, the number of people in every registered World Cup squad is 23 people, and there are 32 squads in the World Cup. So if people want to test whether this theory is true, I think the World Cup squads get announced on the 4th of June. Go onto the FIFA website that day, check out all the squads, be a nerd like me, and see how many squads. And in the last two World Cups, I think in the 2014 World Cup, there were 16 squads out of 32 that had two people training the same birthday. And the World Cup before, there were 15 out of 32, so just under 50%. So it does work.
I'm guessing, but I think people will be looking at the FIFA website for reasons other than who's got a birthday in common. But thank you for that lovely update. We enjoyed it very much.